with SRN News. I'm John Scott. Testifying before the Senate Homeland Security Committee, Secretary-designate and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem says she is confident the agency can move in the right direction.
The challenges in front of us are extremely significant, and we must secure our borders against illegal trafficking and immigration. We must safeguard our critical infrastructure to make sure that we're protected against cyber attacks, respond to natural disasters, and also terrorism. I firmly believe that we can meet those challenges.
An announcement could be imminent. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says the meeting of the full cabinet has begun on an agreement that would pause the 15-month war with Hamas and release dozens of hostages being held there. Also at SRNNews.com, a sale of TikTok does not appear to be imminent. And although experts have said that the app will not disappear from existing users' phones once the law on Sunday takes effect, new users will not be able to download it, and updates won't be available. Ohio Lieutenant Governor John Husted is Republican Governor Mike DeWine's pick to succeed Vice President-elect J.D. Vance in the U.S. Senate. Monday's presidential inauguration moved indoors.
President-elect Trump announced that his inauguration ceremony will now take place inside the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. Forecasters say Monday will be the coldest inauguration day in 40 years, with temperatures here in D.C. around 20 degrees, with wind chills in the single digits. Writing on social media, the incoming president said he ordered the ceremony indoors to keep people safe. He said the Capitol One Arena will host the presidential parade after his swearing-in and inaugural address. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And on Wall Street, the Dow had 392 points, the Nasdaq adding 332. This is SRN News. The IRS may take a look at Planned Parenthood. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
40 Days for Life has filed a complaint with the tax collection agency pointing out that a Planned Parenthood office in Florida actually provided workspace for Kamala Harris campaign offices in violation of the abortion business's tax-exempt status. The pro-life group has attached photos of Harris campaign staff working inside what appears to be the Sarasota Planned Parenthood facility. No word yet on whether the IRS will be taking up the complaint. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Attorneys for the state of Florida have told federal appeals court that a lower court judge was wrong to block a law that bans the use of drugs to help children live as the opposite sex. Attorneys presented oral arguments before the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Miami. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court is already reviewing a similar ban in Tennessee. This is SRN News. The presidents of Russia and Iran sign a broad partnership treaty in Moscow.
The Comprehensive Strategic Partnership Treaty covers all areas from trade and military cooperation to science, education, and culture. The signing comes ahead of Monday's inauguration of U.S. President-elect Donald Trump, who has pledged to broker peace in Ukraine.
Vladimir Putin says Russia and Iran are trying to resolve technical obstacles confronting planned projects to ship Russian natural gas to Iran and build transport corridors to Iranian ports in the Gulf. Lithuania has made the decision to raise its spending on defense to between 5 and 6% of overall national economic output starting in 2026. The Baltic nation currently spends a bit over 3%. Earlier this month, Donald Trump said NATO countries should spend at least 5% of their GDPs on defense. More details at SRNNews.com.